Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
All right, we're rolling.
Welcome.
Hey, out there in Radio Land. Guess what? It's the anniversary of Hamiltopia. For those of you who've never heard me before, I'm the grandpa. Actually, Becky's dad. And the other's surrogate dad. Sorry. Anyways, you're one of your supporters, although all right, I'll shut up now. Someone else talk.
Only because, you're a major support, but you don't listen to the show, if I can call you out.
Let's start over. Anyone want to start over?
I love that, Howie.
Hi out there. This is Howie Pets. And you are listening to Hamiltopia on 101.5 FM. Happy anniversary. This year, Hamiltopia. Next year, we'll celebrate in Utopia.
Yeehaw! All right.
Thanks, Dad.
My pleasure.
Howie, you've been a big part of Hamiltopia since its first version, way back in the day.
I think I was interviewed once online or something, or on the radio. How long ago was that?
About 15 years ago.
Wow.
You came into the station to be interviewed, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah.
You and Barry Beck.
Let's do that again. Let's do that again in 15 years.
All right.
You'll have to help me up the stairs. So.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys, I got us all cruise tickets a year from today. Be on a cruise.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Thank you, Randy.
Caribbean cruise, yeah. I hope they got good Wi-Fi out there.
I think, who knows what the limits will be in due course. We'll have Wi-Fi everywhere.
No? 5G, baby.
Let's pick up the lulls, guys. I hear a few lulls out there.
We didn't come prepared with any material, so we kind of got to make it up as we go here.
Well, thanks for fathering our radio show, dear Dad.
I'm proud of you guys. You've done very, very well.
Well, thanks for...
I hope Mohawk appreciates the show.
Howie, do you have a song you'd like to hear on the radio tonight?
Tonight on the radio, you know what I like is the big bopper version of Blue Moon. Bop and bop, bop and bop, ding a ding ding, ding a ding ding, baby ding ding, bop and bop, Blue Moon. I can't do it like them.
Blue Moon. Like
that's it.
Bop and bop, 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 bop.
You got it.
Wow.
Bom ba 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 dang 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 ba ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 blue moon blue moon dip 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 blue moon blue moon dip 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 bom ba 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 dang 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 ba ding dong ding blue moon blue moon blue moon.
You saw me standing alone.
For dang it, dang, dang, for ding it all, ding, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me say my prayer for someone I really care for.
Wah, 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 wah.
And then there's suddenly
ba bom ba bom bom ba bom bom ba bom for dang 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 for ding and all ding boom. Bom 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 for dang 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 for ding and all ding boom. Bom 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 for dang 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 for ding and all ding boom.
Howie, what do you think about maybe someday doing a segment where you offer legal advice on the air?
No.
Is that a liability?
Legal days of advising. Well, all I'm doing these days mostly is wills and real estate. So it's not very exciting stuff. If I was doing more litigious or family law or something like that, it may be more interesting. But nah, I don't think. Maybe I could get questions about life.
I'd be
better at life than at law. Hope my clients aren't listening out there. Just kidding, clients. Sharp as a tack, Bill. Come here, Len. This is our granddaughter, Lenny, who's come out to join the conversation.
Lenny's
Say
been on Hamiltopia.
Say hi to the guys.
Becky.
And hi. Goldie's here, too, and Dan.
Hi.
Here's Goldie. Hi, Goldie. Say hi to the guys. Fancy Becky and everyone. Hello. Hello, Goldie.
Wait.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, I love you.
All right, we're going to go windsurfing. I'll send you a picture in a minute.
Okay.
Fun.
Are you gonna, how much of this are you going to put on the air, guys?
Not that much, probably.
We're live right now.
We're live. I know. What, on the air? You are not.
We're on the air.
Bullshit artist. Do you remember what movie that line is from?
No.
Or who said it? Art Garfunkel said it in some movie with, I think it was Anne Margaret, or I don't know. It was him and somebody. They were always talking about getting stozed.
What's stozed?
So every time his friend said something, he said, bullshit, dark artist.
What's stozed, Dad?
It's a sexual connotation. Stooped, stozed, porked.
Was the movie called Carnal Knowledge?
Maybe, yes.
When will we be allowed? I actually don't have any idea what is currently allowed. Are people allowed on a patio? No.
Not at this current time. Not during lockdown, I guess. But after May 20th, and
I went to a restaurant for takeout last night. I'm not going to name the restaurant, but there were a couple people in there enjoying some frothies.
Oh. Really?
Some cold pints, some beer.
Scandal.
Hey guys, we have our first guest because Dad is our first guest. And Natasha, you don't count as a guest because you're just part of the fam. So our first guest is about to arrive. Does anybody want to guess who it is?
Trevor Turple.
No.
Charlie Murray.
Nope.
Patrick Moore.
No. Okay, you've run out of guesses. Okay, they're coming in now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
Dun, 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 dun. Drum roll, please. Oh. That's awesome.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oh, wow, Natasha, you're in the bathtub.
I'm pampering myself.
Good for you. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good.
Welcome.
I just saw it on Facebook and that you were all going to hang on Zoom, so I thought, why not? What's up with your hair, Randy? What's up with your hair?
Oh, my hair. I don't know, I'm trying out something new here.
Yeah.
It's like a mullet, I guess.
It has a lot of volume.
Thanks, yeah. You know, I'm not washing it.
That's the ticket.
We really appreciate volume on this show.
Turn it up!
Am I interrupting something? What were you talking about?
We were sort of dishing about various businesses that are breaking COVID rules.
Oh, in Hamilton?
In Hamilton, yeah.
Oh yeah, Dallas was saying that a restaurant that will go unnamed was had people drinking beers in it last night.
Oh.
I think Dallas was actually just about to spill the beans.
No. I want to protect them. It's
right
a stone's throw from Randy's house, Randy and Natasha's house.
And they were complying with all the COVID restrictions and everyone should hustle on down there and get themselves some nice dinner to go.
For sure. Very friendly people. Great
cool.
place.
Good food?
Yeah. They know how to spice it up.
Nice.
Awesome.
What's it like in Montreal right now, Catherine?
COVID-wise or just in general?
Yeah, just the vibe.
Just the vibe. Well, things are blooming here. When I went into my living room this morning, because there's a window just there, and the trees are very green today. Like, I think we just upped a notch into the summer vibe.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, like they keep talking about like the when we're not going to be confined anymore, but like it doesn't feel like we're being confined at all, you know? Like I've been working for a year. Things are like pretty normal. Restaurants are not open. People are hanging out in the streets, in the park more, I guess. Like Jarry Park is insane. Like it's so crowded. Like last time I went, it was just like, yeah, it was something. It was quite something. But, and they just pushed the, curfew. Like we can be outside until 9:30 now. So like that's a big improvement.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was until 8 p.m. Until like early May. So like that was like pretty bad. Yeah.
So are people running back to their homes at 7:55 or what?
It happened to me once. Like I was hanging out with a friend and like we were cut into like a conversation that you don't feel like you can get out of like quickly saying, hey, I just need to go home. So I guess I was like waiting and waiting. And then like it was 10 minutes to 8 and I was just like, shit, I need to go. So like maybe 15 minutes, but I ran out of like the building and then like I took my bike and then I was like, going for it, but no, like it's not that severe, but I guess like I was stressed and it's you know, like why am I like just running for my life because like I need to go home at 8, you know, it feels a bit silly. I heard some people that were able to be okay hanging out outside after 8. I won't say their names.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently they were fine and they were hanging in a park.
It's kind of like a Cinderella where you turn into a pumpkin after 8 or whatever.
Feels like it. I arrived like 5 minutes to 8 and I was just like sweating and being like, oh, I made it. You know, I was wondering what would happen. Like, actually, like I didn't make it. You know, probably not much. But do you have a curfew?
No.
No, you don't. You never had?
No, never had it.
Wow.
The restaurants have curfews, but we don't.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it makes a big difference. I think like the government was mostly doing a curfew here because like they wanted to look like they were doing something, but like they weren't really doing anything. So, and also like it's like the safest way to see people is to be outside. So it makes zero sense to like put people like barriers with us doing that, you know, like, and then like yeah, mental health is important. It's like, well, if you say that, you know, like don't put a curfew or something, let people like hang in parks and see each other. Mm-hmm. Like, the only place I stopped people like for months was like at work, which is nuts because I see just a bunch of strangers in at my work. I can't see anyone outside. Like, I don't know. It's just dumb.
We could all just meet at the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people were doing that, apparently, in malls. That created a big problem. But yeah, Montreal is okay, I guess. Like, I feel like I'm starting to see more people, like, in the last week or something. It's like if everybody is emerging from the winter.
Hibernation is over. It's very fitting because I played Ylang Ylang on the very first episode.
But do you remember when we made a fake interview before I was supposed to come to Hamilton and we were talking about how our experience was? I feel like you should listen back to it. It was so dumb. Like,
that's a good idea.
You lots of stuff, lots of cool stuff that didn't happen.
Oh my God. And then you thought we were pranking you. Remember?
Really? I did? Oh, yeah, at first, yeah. I didn't understand. You didn't tell me about your plan. But also, like, that was such a weird plan. Yeah, so we can't go to Europe because, like, COVID and stuff. I'm just going to come to Hamilton instead so that we can do, like, whatever stupid adventure and then talk about it in the past, like if we did it, but we were not going to do it. Anyway, yeah.
Well, we were pretty safe when we did that, so I don't think we knew what the hell we were doing.
That was hilarious, though.
It was pretty naive of us to think that we could still, like, hang out, I guess, in the same vicinity.
Yeah, but little did we know.
A year later.
Catherine, do you think you'll be able to make your way to Hamilton this summer? I know it's hard to plan things, but.
It's hard to plan. I've been wanting to come back for sure. Last time I came was like in 2019, in the fall, you know, when I played that church show? And then I recorded with Connor and Ev, like for one day. I came for like a day and a half or something in the fall of 2019.
Remember, that was a fun night.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun, actually.
Oh, that in 2019, that would have been like right before I came home from my big trip and played the show for the Strange Waves fundraiser.
Yeah, and we did that house show that I played kind of early on, and then you arrived straight back to the show and you played your set. That was so fun. Like, you were like really out of it, right?
Oh my God. Yep. Yeah. It's the assassin rapping. Ain't what they're talking about. The lights, camera, action. I'm a main attraction. Got the bitches' titties out. I was just relaxing. Red cup to ash. Daydreaming about the day. I'ma cop the Ashton. I'ma crash it. Girlie in the back. Bring it back. She elastic. Gymnastic. Good dick, make a backflip. Ain't an accident, but these words get the matching. All these rappers in the game, where's the passion? A bunch of brainwashed kids from way back then. I roll with two Eddies chasing a penny. Penny mixed with hypnotic. I do these drugs just because now my brain rotten. It's the same old work, it just ain't cotton. You can't stop it, I'm a problem on the mic. Bought the ganja just for profit, since y'all slaves to getting high. Got my glasses on, tab on my tongue, wild and I'm young. Listening to Cuddy, she puts the coke on her gums. Anytime a nigga approach me, I never run. I
know you acting up, but the bitches don't even front. Cause we can kick it back or discuss it or roll a blunt. I'm lost in searching for something. They tell me to find it some. They tell me to find it some. But it's more than a problem. Raise your hands if you got them. Hood filled with lobsters. Make it out that we rob them. I think I went insane. The acid man hacked into my brain. Got me saying things that I never would have said to you lost. Lately, I'm aware of it all in the sauce. I just wanna ball. Got a couple bitches that I know on call. Call me Young Jock, you can meet me at the mall. Rappers like a cannibal. I'm really not playing with you. I'm feeling like a Santa too. Fuck what you plan to do. I jumped in a lift. Now I'm about to fuck on your bitch. Homegirl talk with a list. Tell her let's talk more lip. Tell her let's talk less dip. Tell her take this less trip. You probably get high if we kissed. She probably get high off the dick. Or when she get likes on the pic. Be happy that I can exist. Done a lot, seen a lot. Empty bodies, parking lots. You never bite but bark a lot. Roll the blunts, I spark a lot. I sell attention, talk a lot. I read a lot, you gotta know. People trying to buy your soul. I
feel it. But any cool stuff happening in Hamilton this summer?
I just got a new job.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy job. I'm the COVID narc for a film shoot.
What? So,
I'm basically the COVID cop for the film production.
What does that mean?
Have to enforce the COVID protocols.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to set up.
Do you have a suit? Like a COVID cub suit?
I don't know. I mean, I have a radio. They're going to give me a radio.
Like a radio?
Yeah, I got to make sure that people are standing 6 feet apart.
I hope you have a measuring tape and a taser.
Yeah, they're gonna issue me a taser.
You should have like these measuring tapes, you know, like the metal ones, and you're like, and like yeah. At 6 feet to calculate.
Totally, yeah.
But congratulations! Like, it's for a film.
Yeah, it's for a feature film that they're filming in Hamilton.
Wow.
So.
When does it start?
Soon, May 21st.
Any stars?
Yeah, there is, but I haven't been told yet. But I've been told that there's a high level of security because of who's in the movie.
Wow.
What does that mean? I wonder. Who's that?
No, I didn't ask, but...
Yeah. Maybe you'll feature in it.
Yeah, maybe I'll just wander into the shot and...
Yeah, that COVID cup is so charismatic. We should have him in there.
Have you guys heard that clip of Tom Cruise having a bit of a meltdown on the set of, I think, Mission Impossible 8 or something? And it was because of the COVID, people were not following the COVID restrictions.
The fact that in Hollywood making movies right now because of us! Because they believe in us and what we're doing! I'm on the phone with every studio at night! Insurance companies! Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired! And I see you do it again, you're gone! And anyone on this crew does it! That's it! And you too! And you too! And you! Don't you ever do it again. That's it. No apologies. You You can tell it to the people that are losing their f***ing homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education. That's what I sleep with every night. In the future of the f***ing industry. So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this f***ing movie down! Is it understood? If I see it again, you're f***ing gone. And so are you. So you're gonna cost him his job. And I see it on the set, you're gone. And you're gone. That's it. Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have? Because I will deal with your reason. And if you can't be reasonable, and I can't deal with your logic, you're fired. That's it. That is it. I trust you guys to be here.
And what about you, Dallas? Where are you up to this summer?
I've got some camping books. But yeah, I haven't really planned much. We still have a check from the Ontario government that we gotta spend on some.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, we've got money to spend.
But I don't think the city's accepting applications yet for park rentals. The last I checked.
You know what we still gotta maybe look into is renting the drive-in.
Yes.
Have you been to the new pizza bouquet?
Oh, not yet, but it's trendy. There's often a line of people outside.
No, they're doing great, eh?
Yeah, they do. And it seems like, they're doing good. They definitely deserve the place for themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Where is the new place?
Pretty much in front of the old place, like, you know, and you're at the other side of the street, and then just a little bit in diagonal, so you're still on Beaubien. It's at the corner of the street. There used to be like a small grocery store, but they have the full corner, and it's all windows, so you can see inside. But they seem to have a lot of fun, actually. Like it's pretty feel good. Yeah.
Those guys. Yes. Shout out to Pizza Bouquet.
Thanks. Did you taste their pizza?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, what's your favorite one? Oh, wow.
I don't really remember the specific times, but I remember that their crust was really good. I think that's the key to a good pizza is uncracking cracking the crust code.
Yeah.
And I think their crust was like really good.
Yeah, it's a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. And
yeah.
Pretty light and crunchy. Yeah, it's a good pizza.
Light and crunchy, but it's also chewy.
Yes. You know? True. So. Yeah, because otherwise it's so disappointing when it's light and crunchy but empty inside and it crumbles when you eat it. It feels disappointing.
Yeah, it's real. I think the crust is really the make or break of good pizza.
Yeah, or when it's too early also and it feels heavy, like that's not great. Okay, hey, I'm gonna go. to say hi.
You're the best. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. I've been meaning to see you all. So it's been nice to chat. And have a good day.
Yeah, have a great day. Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Okay, we're going to play one of your songs now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
I'm Elaine Lang. You are listening to Hamiltopia at 101.5 The Hawk. I sound drunk or something.
Yeah, we're all on acid right now.
Captain Arrange. House got pain. Oh, God. Yeah. House got pain. Sounds plain. Captain Arrange. House got pain. I got a pass.
Half the time in Opus, been promoted. Focus on problems I never needed. Instead of features, I'm pulling. How about that? You can drop sky caps. Optogenous and cocus. Something else keep me focused. A prime time. Survive a Columbine. The 19s and 8Rs. Keep it online.
How about that?
A prime time. Sometimes I never could find what's a needle for. Sometimes the drop is a line American evil for. Sometimes the back of a wall, twist a hand.
How about that?
Change your plans, where's your man?
How about that?
Somewhere in the cast, little drop of cash.
One actual person.
Yeah.
So we can't be sad now, because I remember what Dallas said on last week's episode is that if no one shows up, we'll be very sad. And so even though one person showed up, we can't be sad.
Zac Efron showed up on the call. Here he is. Hi guys, this is Zac. I love your radio show.
I was wondering if you could play some High School Musical.
Zac here, just in town, off the show. Can you play some High School Musical, please? Keep up the good work. Love, Zac Efron.
I don't know if there's another star that I would be less excited about that's coming to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Really, eh?
He just doesn't do it for me.
I don't know, have you seen his chiseled body lately? He's
No, is it certainly ripped? Let's check it out.
He's friggin' ripped.
I think he's got a good sense of humor.
What the fudge? Yeah, I mean, he's got a hot body. But, he makes me feel gay. Zac Efron's bringing the lesbian out in me.
You guys, what are some of your favorite memories from Hamiltopia over the past year?
I miss getting together with you guys and listening to the show on a Thursday.
Thursday?
Or a Wednesday or whatever day.
I know. I miss those warmer months that when we were able to do that. And I was wondering, hopefully, if the weather is good for this Wednesday, maybe is anyone feeling rebellious to listen to it outside? Maybe not in a yard because that's heat. I had a meeting at a friend's place a couple Saturdays ago. Like the next day, the popo show up at her place because I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So she got off with a warning, but. You know, there our COVID officers around, just lurking, waiting. Yeah, like
even on the radio.
So, maybe we should come to your work. And we should, because, like, what are you doing at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings with your clients?
I'm busy.
You're not forcing them to listen to your radio show? You're not forcing them to listen to your radio show?
No, but the one of the guys that Sarah works with, who just dances all day long, he listens to The Hawk all day, no matter what. So he just happens to listen to Hamiltopia every week.
That's nice. So cool. This one goes out to you, buddy. What's his name?
Demos.
Demos.
Shout out Demos, best dancer in the city.
Ooh, nice title.
His hips do not lie.
I'm trying to think of some favorite memories. They're all blending together because time has been so strange this past year. But yeah, certainly having those in-person meetings are highlights for sure. And yeah, just seeing you guys on a weekly basis, because time slips away so quickly that you end up not seeing people for so long. But the fact that we have this regimented schedule, it's I'm appreciative of it.
Same. I'm gonna copy your answers.
Copy paste.
Just a matter of time. See the lovers in the pond. No one likes.
any final thoughts on this very momentous occasion?
Just keep her going.
Thanks for riding with us. We're just getting started.
So see you next week for episode 53.
Yeah. You got it.
It's been an honor. Continues to be an honor. And a privilege.
Good night.
Stay safe.
See you next year.
Stay clear. You want me to stop recording? Think we have enough?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Are we still in the air?
We're still alive.
All right. You've been listening to Hamiltopia on 101.5 The Hawk.
Happy birthday to us.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a happy birthday. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday, dear Hamiltopia.
Are we still in the air? Don't take it personally, The Hawk.
You've been great to let us do what we want. We thank you for that.
Yeah, I want to thank Marie Cassidy for keeping us in line. And I'd like to especially thank